All right, time now for trivia on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the scholarly, intellectual part of our program, here's Freddie Kiger.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stutz.
And you're going to make a query today?
Yes, I do plan to throw something out that will stimulate, fire the synapses and neurons, not to be confused with the olrons.
Stimulate my brain or what's left of it.
That's correct. Okay. I mean, we are. You know, we said yesterday, we promised we would do something a little more scholarly today,
okay. Yeah.
After Rock and Roll Tuesday yesterday. Mm-hmm. So today our category is wars and literature.
War! What is good for? Absolutely nothing.
Good God, y'all.
Say it again, y'all.
That's a great song.
Sorry.
Wars and literature.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
If Cold Mountain was written about times during the Civil War,
right,
and MASH, which was a book before it ever became a movie or a series, mm-hmm. was written about times in the Korean War,
yep.
what war is going on and for whom the bell tolls?
Ooh. Okay.
If Cold Mountain's written about times during the Civil War, MASH about times in the Korean War, what's going on? What's the war in which is a part of For Whom the Bell Tolls?
All right.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Love Chapel Hill. It's over half off. Tickets to Love Live Concert Series on April 25th, available now. Love Live is a fantastic concert series presented to you by Love Chapel Hill, featuring up-and-coming artists. Choose between purchasing 6 tickets for $24 or 10 for $36, and come out on the 25th to see rising Americana folk stars The Vespers, local artist Delta Sun, and special guest Priscilla Townsend under the stars at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, are you talking about World War I?
No, sir.
No? I don't know. I don't know. For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yeah, Ernest Hemingway.
I can't even remember reading the book, although I read it a long time
You didn't
time
read
ago.
The Cliff Notes or get the classic magazine version?
Yes, I did, but it's been so long I can't remember.
The Spanish Civil War.
Oh, okay.
Written by Ernest Hemingway, published in 1940. It's a story of a young American in the international brigades attached to a Republican guerrilla unit during the Spanish Civil War.
Young Americans.
David Bowie.
you know, this reminds me of, you mentioned Cliff Notes.
Yes.
A lot of people criticize those things, but I, for one, think those are really good because people who normally wouldn't have read the book mm-hmm. might actually be able to make it through the Cliff Notes and learn something.
Yeah.
I would fit myself into that category.
Did you ever use the Cliff Notes and then read the book because you were interested?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
A few times. And I thought it was a good thing. Back when I was a kid, I wasn't really into reading long books.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I was in high school.
Yep.
And in college.
Okay.
You know, but a couple of times.
Most of the books that Ron read weren't colored yet.
A couple of times I was inspired to read the book after getting the Cliff Notes.
Then it served a purpose.
It's really good, yeah.
Okay.
But at any rate, thank you for the questions.
Well, thank you so very much for making that educational appeal. And the folks at Cliff Notes, thumbs up.
You can send me a check in the mail, folks.
All right. See you tomorrow, buddy.